Now back to Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul with Dawn and Helen Luther on the beach.
As we and our American neighbors celebrate this weekend, let us enjoy the uplifting singing of Dave Randall from Clarksburg with some of his American buddies making up 4-1 Quartet as they sing Count Your Blessings.
When the farmer's billows you are tempest tossed, if you are discouraged thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
Now I say, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one.
Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
If you're heavy laden with a load of care, and the cross seems heavy, you are called to bear. Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by.
Now I say, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what the Lord has done. Now I say, count your blessings, name them one by one.
Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Now I say, count your blessings, one by one.
See what the Lord hath done.
Count your blessings one by one.
Count your many blessings. See what God hath done.
Major David Kennedy will be talking about things that we can do to make Canada better. One of these things will be to pray for those in authority. From Dr. Billy Graham's book, Helen now reads about ambassadors under authority, and this will put it into perspective, a good perspective for us as responsible citizens.
And from his daily devotional book, Hope for Each Day, the Reverend Billy Graham speaks to us about ambassadors under authority. What is an ambassador? He is a representative and servant of his government in a foreign land. He is not free to set his own policies or develop his own message, but must carry out the will of the government he represents. In other words, he is a person under authority. In the same way, we are called to live under the authority of Jesus Christ and the authority of the Scriptures. We are servants. We must live under the authority of the Word of God. We are called not to do our will, but Christ. The world today is looking for holy men and women who live under the authority of the Word of God. Unbelievers will not listen to what we say unless we back it up with the way we live. Are you a faithful ambassador for Christ to those around you?
Thank you, Helen. Many times in his concert years, Elvis sang the beautiful, patriotic, somewhat haunting, but ultimately triumphant selection, American Trilogy. It ends with the chorus of the battle hymn of the Republic, Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, His Truth is Marching On. Through the wonders of technology, the producers of this number one album from 2016 have taken Elvis' performances from Honolulu and also Las Vegas in the early 1970s and joined them with the magnificent sounds of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra from London, England, as recorded in April of 2014. Here is an American trilogy.
Oh, I wish I was in a land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Singing, fellas.
Oh, I wish I was in Dixie, away.
For Dixieland's where I was born. Heard it, Lord, one frosty morn. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Oh,
last Friday, Canada celebrated its 149th birthday with fireworks and special activities from Cape Spear, Newfoundland, to Vancouver Island in British Columbia, from Middle Island in Lake Erie all the way north to Cape Columbia on Ellesmere Island. What a celebration it was from sea to sea, and I'm sure that next year, as we celebrate our sesquicentennial, it will be even more amazing. Who would have imagined the results that would follow when Queen Victoria gave royal assent to the British North America Act on March 29, 1867, followed by a royal proclamation stating, "We do ordain, declare, and command that on and after the first day of July 1867, the provinces of Canada, Nova Scotia, and New Brunswick shall form and be one dominion under the name of Canada." It was a significant cause for celebration for the 3.4 million people who called this new dominion home. And since then, we have added 33 million more people, 6 provinces, 3 territories, and 7 NHL teams. Okay, well, maybe the NHL teams are not cause for any kind of celebration. We as Canadians are blessed to live in the best country in the world, and yet there are more than a few issues facing our country right now that should give us pause to wonder. I am sure that if we got together for coffee tomorrow morning at Tim's, we could come up with a fairly extensive list of what needs to be done to make our country even better. So let me save you the cost of the coffee and the bother of travel and just share with you this morning my thoughts on this subject. I've entitled this, Things I Can Do to Make Canada Even Better. The first thing is this. I can pray for the Prime Minister, for the premiers of the provinces, and for our mayor, and for all those in authority. In 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2, Paul says, "I urge first of all that requests, prayers, and intercessions and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives with all godliness and holiness." Why is this such a key step? Well, it's hard to be uncompromisingly critical of someone if you are willing to pray that God would guide them and direct them and give them wisdom. And secondly, it's important to pray for those in authority simply because prayer changes things. Prayer changes situations. It changes thinking. It changes hearts. It changes people. Item number two that I can do to make Canada even better, I can pay my taxes fairly. The question is not, do I think we should pay more tax or less tax? Nor is it about how efficient the government is in the administration of those taxes. Those questions we will always have. But I believe that I have an obligation to pay what is properly and legally required of me. Jesus says in Luke 20, verse 25, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar, and to God what is God's." Number three, I can be proactively concerned about the needs and struggles of my neighbors who are not necessarily defined as those living in close proximity to me. There seems to be a growing sense of personal entitlement in our country, fueled by the great ego of self-centeredness. But this is not the way it should be, and I can make our country better by caring for others. According to Galatians 5, verse 14, the entire law is summed up in a single command, love your neighbor as yourself. Things I can do to make Canada even better. Number four is, I can welcome newcomers to our country, not with a sense of fear that they will somehow destroy our way of life and values, but with a sense of opportunity to share our ways and our values with them. In Acts 17, it says, "From one man he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the times set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him." I was never going to travel the world and rub shoulders with people from other cultures, but now God has brought the world to me. I can make Canada even better, number five, by living and modeling a godly, Christ-centered life in a way that is an encouragement to those who may not share my faith perspective.
Proverbs 14, verse 34 says, righteousness exalts or builds up a nation. Would you consider joining with me in these five simple but very profound steps as we celebrate another year as Canadians? And would you pray with me this morning as I share verse 4 of O Canada? Ruler Supreme, who hearest humble prayer, hold our dominion in thy loving care. Help us to find, O God, in thee, a lasting rich reward, as waiting for the better day we ever stand on guard. God, keep our land glorious and free. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Amen. If you are listening this morning from the Owen Sound area and do not have a church that you regularly attend, please worship with us at the Salvation Army Owen Sound Community Church. Our service begins at 10:30, and we are located at 365 14th Street West. The Salvation Army also has welcoming congregations in Wyerton, Goderich, Wingham, Listowel, Hanover, Collingwood, and Midland. Thank you for tuning in to our program this morning. I am Major David Kennedy. May God bless you.
Thank you, Major Kennedy, for this practical and biblical message as to our Christian civic duties. May we all take this to heart, and may we have a better country because of it. And I almost forgot, but today is the third day of July 2016, and it is the 44th anniversary for Bob and Lorna Hamilton. They are very faithful listeners to our Sunday morning program, and they also have been carrying out important responsibilities at the Salvation Army Community Church in Owen Sound. We thank Bob and Lorna for their faithfulness in listening and also their faithfulness in doing. Have a wonderful day, Bob and Lorna, and enjoy it with your family.
Be still for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One is here. Come bow before Him now with reverence and fear. In Him no sin is found. We stand on holy ground.
music, inspiration, wellness. Catch Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul with Don and Helen Luther. Sunday mornings on the beach.